call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Mark and I are returning from a couple of days off. Well, not really. They were working days. We were just working in New York City at the Talkers Magazine Convention.
Working a heck of a lot harder than I normally do, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it's real hard work at Talkers.
I'm just saying.
Schmoozing around with the industry.
Having to stay up late. What about my nap, Ian? What about my nap?
Well, I took a nap. It wasn't my fault that you didn't want to sleep with me and take one then.
Yeah, that's the most disturbing part of it.
We did get to sleep together.
Yeah. Is the giant king-size bed that we slept in.
I don't know, guys. If you want to be alone tonight, you know.
Really, really disturbing.
It does sound like you had a good trip, though.
No, it was very productive. As you know, our amplifiers sent us there, which is our listeners. And, man, it was a great time. We got to meet with – it was even better than last year. Last year was the first time we went. This year was better because people know who we are more now, and so they'll come up and talk to us instead of us having to approach everybody. And so, you know, the whole dynamic changes the more of these that you go to. So next year's probably going to be even better.
Yeah, it's great.
Big thanks to all of our amplifiers who sent us out there. We're doing Free Talk Live, so that means you can take control of the airwaves. Barring that, we've got stuff to talk about, in which case, Gardner, your third day in a row on the show.
I know. Pretty good time. And I want to thank you and also Julia, you guys, for letting me fill in. And also Julia for doing a really good job.
That's such a load of crap. I mean, we totally needed you, and you're such a great broadcaster. You needn't thank us for anything. Thank you for filling in.
I had a great time.
From the listeners for making a live show that they could listen to rather than having to sit here and listen to reruns. So thank you.
You got it. It was a great time.
Well, one point I found very, very amusing was at one point on the Friday show, Gardner was racking his mind trying to think of the name of some senator.
Yeah, and I finally got it.
Did you? I don't know who he was, and it doesn't really. I was thinking to myself, and then Gard sort of he deprecated himself a little bit after he couldn't think of it. He said, "Well, that shows you I'm not a very good talk show host. I can't think of it." That's not at all the determination of whether or not you are a good talk show host.
Yeah, knowing these worthless politicians' names. Sorry,
right. I don't know all the names of all the gangsters in the world, so it's
Well, and now that you bring it up, I used to do impressions of the guys, Charlie Rangel,
the draft guy.
Charlie Rangel. He just reminds me of Elmer Fudd, you know. So there you go.
No big deal. Don't think bad of yourself. In fact, I think that you raised the IQ level of Free Talk Live. We had some comments from our listeners that, you know, inevitably we always get these comments whenever we do a co-host only show. Yeah. You guys should replace yourselves with Gard and Julia.
My God.
Now you see how much they appreciate us.
So the hacks are back in the studio.
Yeah.
The real talk show host is a third man tonight. 800-259-9231. Thank God. We're going to start out with one of your stories.
It's the story
which I actually had in my prep, and so since we both kind of did the same prep, that means we should definitely do the story because it's that good. It's good news.
Oh, yeah, it's very good news in a very troubling time. I was over at the Liberty Conspiracy site today, and it was posted over there, and I was so happy to find this thing. The U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in the matter of an American who was being held, gee, what a surprise, by the Bush administration as an enemy combatant without being allowed his habeas corpus hearing.
But he's a citizen.
Yeah.
They can't do that to citizens.
I know.
Come on. All the Bush administration had to say was he's an enemy combatant. People didn't believe it was going to happen, but in fact, it's an American citizen. It can happen to you.
You got it.
But wait, when was he first enemy combatantized?
Well, here's the story.
They don't like to give a lot of history.
Yeah. The Associated Press came out with this one around 4:15 today. Zaini Shen Sampson writes, "The Bush administration cannot use new anti-terrorism laws, i.e. the Military Commissions Act of 2006, to keep U.S. residents locked up indefinitely without charging them. A divided federal appeals court today said, yes.
Divided.
Yeah, divided. The ruling, it's incredible. You'll find out a little bit more later about the judges that the Bush administration has been appointing. The ruling was a harsh rebuke of one of the central tools that the administration believes it has to combat terror. Quote, to sanction such presidential authority to order the military to seize and indefinitely detain civilians, even if the president calls them enemy combatants, would have disastrous consequences for the Constitution and the country.
Finally, sensible court ruling in this case.
Incredible. Yeah, it was a 2-1 decision. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel, they ruled in the Military Commissions Act. They say it doesn't strip Ali Al-Mari, a legal U.S. resident, of his constitutional rights.
Now he's a legal U.S. resident or a citizen?
He is a legal, legal U.S. resident.
Okay.
So let's check out, because that's an excellent point. That's a very, very good point. The president...
Well, that's what our listeners are going to be asking themselves.
Exactly.
Because they're thinking to themselves, oh, I'm more than a legal U.S. resident.
I'm a citizen. Yeah,
you know, I carry around my citizen badge.
It would seem to me that he must be a legal resident alien, if the writer is being specific enough that you pick up on this. That's a great point, Mark. It says here, the government intends to ask... Oh, what a surprise that the Bush administration would appeal this. The government intends to ask the Fourth Circuit to hear the case, Justice Department spokesman Dean Boyd said. Quote, the president has made clear that he intends to use all available tools at his disposal to protect Americans from further al-Qaeda attack.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to give up on the tyranny,
yeah,
the rise of tyranny.
Including the capture and detention of al-Qaeda agents who enter our borders. Al-Mari has been held in solitary confinement, here's the answer to Ian's question, in the Navy brig in Charleston, South Carolina, since June 2003.
Yikes.
The Qatar native has been detained.
I don't recall hearing about this guy. Maybe we have in the past, because I don't remember all of the names.
I recognize the name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's the rest of it for Mark. The Qatar native has been detained since his December 2001 arrest at his home in Peoria, Illinois, where he moved with his wife and five children a day before the September 11, 2001 attacks to study for a master's degree at Bradley University. Quote, this is a landmark victory for the rule
so,
of law.
So he's actually been in custody since 2001.
Yeah.
Detained in December of 2001, and then he was then put in a solitary confinement in a Navy brig in 2003.
Yeah.
That's a long damn time.
Yeah.
I mean, that might even be longer than Jose Padilla.
I think you're right.
But either way, now they're saying either charge him or release him, right?
Yeah,
which is the same thing they said with Jose Padilla, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly it. Now, I think it's very important to again bring up this distinction where, for some reason, people seem to think that the foreigner should not be afforded the same habeas corpus privileges that Americans should be afforded.
Well, the attitude there is basically that Americans are better than everyone else in the world, right? Somehow that we're better human beings than all other human beings. I mean, what is that all
about?
See,
this is the thing that bugs me. They seem to think that the proscriptions against the United States government doing certain things or the rules that are written in the Constitution only apply when they're applied to American citizens.
Right. You know, and that just doesn't make any sense. It's the Declaration of Independence said that all men are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
It didn't say all men born within a certain plot of land.
Right. It didn't say that.
And it also doesn't say, well, these are the rules that the U.S. government will use in cases of this or that or whatever.
Right. So
but in this case, it'll be different.
Since that's a founding document, our government should act as though everyone has those rights, even though it doesn't believe it. That's fine. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not.
Right.
Now, I can understand why they have their immigration rules or whatever, they, you know, limiting people to come in, but that doesn't have anything to do with treating somebody that they've detained as though they have rights.
And even if
the right of habeas corpus, which
exactly.
is a 600-year-old right.
Even if people thought that the rights were only being protected for Americans, the legal apparatus that has been created under the U.S. Constitution and the Congress, which can create the court system above the states and below the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
the legal apparatus that has been created does not allow habeas corpus is something that is supposed to be used within the court system.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't say whether it's going to be used only for Americans or only for foreigners. If you are going to be tried
in the American court system,
right. you are supposed to be afforded habeas corpus,
which is why they want to create a third way. That's why they want to create that military tribunal option where they don't have to worry about all that stuff.
Got it.
And so this is the at least the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sort of rebuking that idea. Of course, the fight's not over. They're going to appeal this, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. At least At least we got one positive ruling. That's some good news, right? More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D, the numeral 2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. Let's take a CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features there completely free. So do enjoy those on us, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience. Grab them up for free at FreeTalkLive.com. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, Very little. But the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to change that, implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. So, a little bit of good news in the appeals court, one of the appeals courts, the 4th U.S.
Yeah.
Circuit Court of Appeals, 2-1 decision.
And, you know, Ian, I should mention something about that. You know, we were talking about whether this guy was an illegal alien or just, if he was an American citizen. And there are a couple quotes in this ruling in the 4th Circuit that are really quite significant.
Okay.
First of all, he is a resident alien.
Okay.
And they actually make note of that in the ruling. It says that the Military Commissions Act was not intended to, this is quoting Judge Diana G. Motes out of the 4th Circuit, the MCA was not intended to and does not apply to aliens like Almari who have legally entered and are seized while legally residing in the United States, according to the court's majority opinion. The court also said that the government failed to back up its argument, which we heard from Alberto Gonzalez ad infinitum last year, that the authorization to use military force, i.e. their supposed declaration of war, which was not one, enacted by Congress immediately after the September 11th attacks, gives the president broad powers to detain Almari as an enemy combatant. They said that the government failed to back up this argument. They say the act neither classifies...
They're just making it up.
Yeah, they just made it up, exactly, which is exactly why... They wanted to not declare war, because with a guy like Almari, they would have had to have tried the guy as some sort of prisoner of war or, as we mentioned before,
right,
under U.S. terrorism statute.
So they went through this process of passing the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which supposedly legalized all this awful activity on the part of the government,
yeah,
and now the court is essentially throwing it back in their face, saying, nah, it didn't do what you thought it was going to do, and even if it did, we're telling you that's no good.
And it would be an indication to me that if there are cases that are brought up of American citizens... that they will probably rule in favor of these people getting their habeas corpus hearings.
However, I sure hope so. But, the real question is, if you're picked up as an enemy combatant, then are you really ever going to be able to let anybody know?
Oh, that is a great question.
Because
under the military, you're right. Go for
right,
it. Yeah.
Because under the Military Commissions Act, it's all secrecy. It's you're picked up secretly. You're put in a secret location. And you're not allowed to talk to a lawyer.
Don't forget the secret evidence,
secret trial, secret witnesses. You don't even get to be you're not even allowed to appear at your own trial, that sort of thing.
Right, so, right. We're going to have to execute you because we've had a trial and it looks like you're guilty. We can't tell you anything about it, but trust us.
Yeah, right. They've even said that they would yank the law licenses and try to prosecute the attorneys if they said anything about their clients being held.
So, again, that's why I wonder, because this guy, Almari, has been in confinement since 2003 and been in detention since 2001. He's been in government custody for over 6 years at this point.
But you see, I'm a neocon talk show host, Ian, and you radicals out there, don't you understand what sort of battle we're in?
We've got to keep people safe.
We are trying to save America.
Oh. Hold on. The America,
what America
I imagine,
exactly.
It sounds like it's been destroyed.
Yeah. It's absurd. And also, there's something else on this thing. Since they have ruled that this man is an alien, and he is a legal resident alien, it would indicate that most American citizens might be afforded this protection, at least up to this circuit court. The question is, what's going to happen when it gets to the Supreme Court?
Because, that is the question.
Yes, remember that Antonin Scalia already went on record before the Hamdan case. Before the Padilla case, before both of those cases, he went on record as saying, because he has a son who's in the military,
mm-hmm.
he said something like, I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially, I'll be damned before I give those guys the same consideration that I would give, somebody else. So it's a very dangerous path they're going to be walking in the Supreme Court with Antonin Scalia, who's usually very good, Clarence Thomas, who's usually very good, and now the new guys. Alito and Roberts.
It's scary. What could possibly happen here? I mean, this is just a smidgen of good news, and I figured we bring you such a lot of bad news on Free Talk Live. It's It's a good idea to bring the good news out.
Reserve positive.
As little as it is, as incidental as it might be, especially after the Supreme Court gets a hold of it and possibly reverses the decision, nonetheless, it is at least something positive. Another judge. At least not all of the judges in America are completely insane. But still, you've got to wonder, because everybody that the U.S. government has admitted to having, they've been rebuffed to some extent by the courts. They've admitted to having Jose Padilla. You know, they sort of... I think they're going to learn their lesson here in a little bit.
I'm sure they learned their lesson years ago.
Yeah, they probably already did.
A couple of years ago, and they're just not telling us who they've got.
Right, because what they did was, a few years ago, they brought out Jose Padilla as this, oh, look what we've done, we've kept you safe, he was going to bomb some, he's a dirty bomber, and, you know, they tried to paint him as this evil terrorist, and then, of course, that was what their point was in bringing him out, to say, look, we're working hard to keep you safe, America,
right,
here's evidence.
When they finally were forced to charge him, they charged him with a bunch of crap.
Non-terrorism-related charges.
Right. It had nothing to do with a dirty bomb or anything like that, and they're still holding the guy
on
things like disturbing the peace and nonsense like that.
So then they figured it out after they've released the information about Jose Padilla, they've released the information about Almari, they've figured out that releasing this information just gets them scrutinized, so let's just not tell anyone from here on out. And the question is, if a loved one of yours disappears tomorrow, what do you think? I mean, do you immediately suspect the government? And even if you do suspect the government, so what? How can you do anything about it? I mean, you don't know where the prisons are. You wouldn't even. I mean, when somebody goes missing, there's certain things you do. You call the police department to see if they've been arrested. You call the hospital to see if they've ended up there in a car accident or something like that. There are certain places you can call, but, you know, you can't call the FBI and say, hey, I'm looking for my dad. You know,
right.
Do you have him in one of your secret prisons?
Colin Powell is right. Guantanamo needs to be shut down immediately, simply because it's a huge black eye on America.
Well, they're not necessarily going to take these guys to Guantanamo. They had Jose Padilla in some brig in South Carolina.
Understood.
So they could just very well have them in some secret locations here.
Oh, and that reminds me. Don't forget, there was a story, I believe it was last Friday. They had a story. No, Saturday. They had a story about the U.S. government being shown by Europeans to have been using NATO ties to open up those facilities where they were not detaining and not interrogating in means that went beyond the Geneva Accords, a lot of the enemy combatants that they were holding in Poland and Romania. Remember when the New York Times revealed that, all these neocons said, what an un-American newspaper.
Right, how
coming
dare
out
you?
With this information there. You're revealing state secrets. Oh, I thought the Bush administration denied that. You mean you don't mind them lying? It's for American safety. Really? Okay, so if we're not conforming to, say, the Geneva Accords and we're torturing these people, then you don't care? How would you like it if American soldiers were captured and they were tortured someplace and you didn't hear about that?
Well, remember, Gardner, Americans are better than the rest of the world, so that'd be okay for them.
Hey, it's the golden rule. Treat people as you would like to have them treat you.
I agree with that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves like Paula's going to do here in moments in Florida. We'll talk to her and your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Paula in Florida. Hey, Paula.
Hi, hon.
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just calling about this situation in New Hampshire, and I tell you, this just makes me totally sick, and I've called as many people. I've called Washington. I've
Wait,
called
which
FBI.
Situation are you referring to? The Ed Brown situation?
What's going on with the Browns up there in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I've actually just gotten an update on that. Apparently, there are more concerns that there may be a second attempt at a raid by the feds. Of course, we're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown, two people in their 60s. They're retired who would very much like to enjoy their lives, but unfortunately, the federal government is insisting on throwing them into jail cells because they've decided to keep the money that they earned instead of send it to the federal government. And so, as earlier, I think it was about a week ago, or at some point last week, the feds had surrounded their house with all sorts of armament and troops and guys in camo, face paint, and that sort of thing.
Turning people away, shut down the roads.
Right, and they claimed that they were doing all that because they needed to serve a warrant on the dentist's office that was owned by Elaine Brown. But the dentist's office is in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and the Browns' household is in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Now, I don't understand why you'd need to send a bunch of armored vehicles and troops to the house when your alleged purpose is to seize the dentist's office. Seems a little bit like they might be lying.
All those dangerous dental tools you got to get, you know?
Basically, people are thinking that the thing last week was sort of a trial run to see what the response would be like from the activists. And indeed, activists did get activated. A lot of the Free Staters went up there with cameras and that sort of thing. And I don't know if they were expecting that, but they certainly found out that that's what they were going to get. Rumor has it, I guess, that today Ed's power has been shut off yet again. And there are more concerns about something going down. Apparently, the feds have been showing up at the houses of some Ed Brown supporters and leaving cards, looking to talk to people. And, of course, we know that the feds have been threatening people. They've said that if you are seen as a supporter of Ed Brown, that you could be receiving some federal charges. And, of course, Free Talk Live I'm in support of Ed Brown, so I'm interested to see whether or not they come to talk to me. Or maybe they mean people that actually physically bring things to Ed Brown. I'm not sure which. But either way, they're busy.
I talked to the representatives today. They're having a meeting about IRS.
Who is?
The IRS?
The representatives are. They're doing something to get something this stopped.
Oh, come on. Wait, what representatives are you talking about?
Up there in Washington, I called them and they said that I've talked to quite a few of them, and they said they're having a meeting.
You actually talked to the representatives?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are some of the names of the representatives you talked to?
Well, Bill Nelson, Kareem Brown, Biden, Leahy, Conyers.
You actually talked to those representatives, Paula? Come on. No one really believes that.
I talked to the people there that answered the phone, and they said that they were having a meeting.
See,
and
now that's different. Paula, when you make a claim, you should probably be more honest about it. See, when you say you talked to the representatives, you didn't actually talk to the representatives. I talked to the bureaucrat, and they told
me what was being done, that there's a meeting going on when I called. And that they were trying to get something done about this.
But did they tell you what that something was?
No, that's what I was trying to get out of them. I said, exactly what? And they said, right now they're in a meeting about this.
Yeah.
And so then I called the FBI's office. I called Homeland Security. The U.S. Attorney General's office. And, letting them know. Look,
no, Paula, I'm glad somebody's making calls to the bureaucrats in D.C., but honestly, I don't really think they cared. I really just don't. I don't get that impression. Whenever I've called any D.C. politician, which has been seldom.
What else is she going to do from Florida, though?
No, I understand. She could call the local cops in New Hampshire and encourage them not to participate. There are some suggestions as to doing that sort of thing. But I really don't think you're going to get anything out of this, Paula. I'm being pessimistic, you know?
Well, just try it, hon. I mean, that's all we can do.
It's a good effort, Paula. And, you know, that sentimentally, it's so difficult to think on a moral level that in this nation that was founded by people who went and put their lives at risk to try to stop the British government from imposing things like the intolerable taxes on them, that a guy is just trying to stay in his house and is not threatening anyone with offensive violence.
Nope.
And yet his life could be forfeit because he has not given up enough of what everybody else wants. It's sick.
Yeah, it's absolutely tragic. Any final thoughts for us, Paula?
Well, I'm saying this is the most sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. And, my family helped found this country. They helped write our Constitution. I knew there was no income tax law.
There are people that will disagree with you on that. But it really, I find that to be a point of weakness with the Browns' argument and many tax resistors' arguments.
There's a tax code. That's all there is.
Law, code, law, whatever. Either way, the fact of the matter is there are people in reality, outside of whatever is written down on paper, that think that there are laws. Whether or not there is or not is not, I don't know, and that's an academic discussion for another time. And Paula, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, in the abstract, that's a fascinating conversation. But
it doesn't fascinate me. It really doesn't fascinate me in the least. I could care less what the law says. To me, the law is nothing more than words written on paper by men and women that I don't know. Law schmaw. What I care about is right and wrong. And I believe you touched on this fairly effectively over the weekend, but it's not right to take things from people at the point of a gun. Right. Mom taught you that in preschool days. You know, when you were just a young kid, if you took something from little Johnny next door, she'd tell you, you know, Gardner, little Johnny's a nice boy, and if you want to share your toys with him on a voluntary basis, you're welcome to do that. And if Johnny wants to share his toys with you, if you ask him nicely, he might do that. But if you take things from Johnny and shove him down, that's That's just not nice. And you'd think that we would have retained that sort of important lesson into our adult lives, but apparently the people that work for government just lost all
of
that.
And you know, Ian, it's interesting because all the other things that are accrued on top of that, like layers of dust of on top of a document that's been sitting there forever or something that you find valuable, the idea of individual liberty has had all these other layers put on top of it. Oh, well, you live in our community, therefore you're tacitly accepting what we decide our laws. Oh, really? Okay. Well, that essentially excuses majority coercion. And that's not why people are around each other.
Right. If I were to move into a southern state or a slave state back in the 1800s, that would not necessarily mean that I would agree with the laws that that upheld slavery in that particular case. I would still do everything I possibly could to disobey and ignore those laws and help get those slaves out from under those chains.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law is not the end-all be-all of what's right and wrong. And I don't understand how America got to that point. How, was it the government education system that played the major role here in training people to believe that if it is the law, it must be right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Ian, because you have different groups in the United States. You have those people who don't care about the rule of law, and then the people who do care about the rule of law get upset with them, especially those people who do believe that the laws are there to protect us from each other and so on and so forth. Of course, I would go a step further to say you don't really need the laws. You can do the same thing through free market, free associations, and people can freely congregate with each other of their own free will and not have it assumed that they agree with all the rules of the majority, but actually enter into contracts with those people, enter into volitionary contracts with them, with private organizations that will uphold those contracts. In other words, the free market approach, as you have discussed.
Right, to actually allow the marketplace to handle those things.
Right, but it's interesting because on the different levels you have, many people who are supposed conservatives believe in the rule of law. Right.
Yes. They're very law and order types.
Right. Well, you know,
if you break the law, you must be punished.
And so on that level, that's where you get the arguments about, well, is there a law? And some people say, well, if there's a law, okay, it's okay to have, they should conform to the law.
But it's not
still
okay. No, it's not okay to take things from people by force. And that's right. What taxation is. It's confiscatory. You're using coercion. You're threatening people with violence. You're threatening them with the theft of their property in the event that they don't pay up. And who could support that? 800-259-9231. If you do, this is your show. You can take control like Tom in New Hampshire is going to. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out.
For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, and there are a variety of different means to do that, including you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. But what I want to promote right now is something that really doesn't have anything to do with Free Talk Live. It's just a personal promotion. Gardner asked me during the break about the Transformers movie that's coming up on the 4th of July, I believe is the official release date, or Independence Day, as I prefer to call it. But a lot of people are excited about this, as it should be. I mean, Transformers is a huge phenomenon. It's probably really the most popular, I think, probably amongst Gen Xers as far as the old school Transformers, the Generation 1 Transformers, as they're called.
Yeah.
And I happened to grow up during the 1980s, and I was a big Transformers fan as a kid. And so naturally, I'm pretty excited about the movie. And I thought to myself, well, what better time? And I'm also somebody who likes to simplify my life. I like to clean things out. I like to sell things. I like to have less stuff. The simpler my life is, the less possessions I have, the better I feel.
Right.
And I don't like it when stuff just sits around and I don't use it. And so if something's been sitting in a box for X number of years and I've never gone into the box for any reason whatsoever, then that's a qualification to get rid of that thing. And in this case, I figured it was a perfect time to get rid of my Transformers collection.
He is transforming the Transformers collection.
Well, I'm going to pass it on to whomever wins the auction that I put online, which is at auction.freetalklive.com.
Holy mackerel.
You can go there and you can get all the details on it. It's currently at $33 right now. So
I'm looking at that screen on eBay. Oh my God.
A lot of toys there.
Yeah, I've got 89 original Generation 1 Transformers.
Are those little guys or big guys?
They're big guys and little guys there. Okay. The vast majority of them are like sealed in sort of this heat shrink wrap sort of thing.
Okay.
They've been that way since the early 90s when they were put up in my parents' attic.
Mm-hmm.
So 89 Transformers. That's a pretty big collection. I've also got an entire case full of parts and guns and stuff. I've got the old 1984 Transformers lunchbox. I don't know. It's a collectible, probably. Yeah. The 1984 Transformers adventure game, kind of this little board game thing for kids. And it's up for auction right now.
That's
at auction.
A, That's a treasure trove. Yeah. Auction where?
Auction.freetalklive.com. All the details, huge pictures, so place your bid if you want to get all my old toys. So there you go.
Oh, fantastic.
That's all right. Great. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, first of all, everybody's homework assignment tonight is to read Patrick Henry's Liberty or Death speech. Not just the seven famous words, and no, it does not start with, "Is life so dear?" It's a bit lengthier than that, but it's not too long, and it is truly awesome. So read the whole Liberty or Death speech.
You know, I saw that. We went to see the Aaron Russo film, America, Freedom to Fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, they showed a little thing on We the People, and a guy got up and gave, in period costume, gave the Patrick Henry, "Give me liberty or give me death" speech.
It was really good, too.
And it was really great. It was moving to hear this guy give this speech.
Yeah. And the second thing is, for free staters who are moving to New Hampshire, if you're retired, consider the neighborhood right around the State House in Concord. Where
Why?
You can just you can walk on in there in the morning and have breakfast in the State House cafeteria with the legislators and attend the committee hearings, and you don't have to drive to Concord because you're already there. And
okay, I would agree with that. If you are a political person, then that is the place to be. If you're into politics and you're into doing all that stuff, then you should definitely be in Concord. If you, on the other hand, are into civil disobedience and other alternative methods of bringing government down to size or eliminating it entirely, then I don't think Concord's the right place to be.
Yeah. Well, more debates go on in the halls and in the cafeteria than in the sessions and the hearings because, you know, they're chatting with each other and you're sitting there and they're thinking, well, gee, you know, like this terrible drunk driving crash at 1:30 this morning, maybe they should roll back the closing hours of the bars. You got to point out, look, they kicked the guys out. They had to kick them out in the middle of the night into the freezing cold. How were they supposed to get home? You know,
I think it's an interesting idea because they really are accessible. The representatives here in New Hampshire, you can call them up. They answer at their house, and they are right there in the State House cafeteria if you want to sit down and talk to them.
They've
you can
got
do
their
that.
Phone numbers yeah. posted on the website. You know?
And yeah. one other thing you can do, one morning eventually you'll get there and they'll all be whining like crybabies about the poor defenseless cop that got himself gunned down in a drug raid. You can compare it to like if you two went out and tried to rob an armored car and you got yourselves gunned down. You're not fallen heroes. You got yourselves killed in the act of your own violent wrongdoing, just like that cop.
The now, Tom, you are an advocate of violence against the state, and we actually have someone on the...
No, I am not. I never advocate anybody do that. I say when it happens, you can tell the legislators that this is what it is like. You don't actually go out and do any of this violence.
Oh, okay, so you're not actually advocating. You just sort of beat around the bush. Let's go to the phones, because we actually have someone that wants to talk to you. It's Dennis in New Hampshire. Oh, did Tom hang up? Tom hung up. Oh, well. Dennis, you're on anyway without Tom.
Hey, Dennis. Well, what a pity, because I was going to ask Tom if he thought there was any point at which it would be appropriate for people to rise up and defend themselves against judges instead of police officers.
Maybe Tom will call back. I would definitely suggest that he do so. It was a fascinating question, Dennis.
Like,
what do you think, Dennis?
What if the judges were ridiculously unconstitutional and made a power grab to control the other arms of government?
Gee, I would never think that that could possibly happen here in New Hampshire. That wouldn't be happening right now, would it, Dennis?
Funny that you mention it. That's what they're in the process of doing.
It's amazing. You know, Dennis, it's interesting, too, because if you look at that, let's say the judges, I mean, if you look at it from Tom's perspective, what if the judges uphold some law that is clearly a tyrannical law? Are you in the right to defend yourself in some way? Tom skirts around it a little bit by saying, look, you're just explaining to the representatives what is the final outcome. You're not necessarily condoning it or promoting the idea that people go out and enact violence, even though it may be defensive violence against police officers. But we all know, as far as the image that that gives to the public, it doesn't really serve our purposes all that well. When you can look at things that the judges are doing, and you can tell that the judges in the state of New Hampshire are basically skirting our state constitution, or, for example, if they are doing things that uphold illegitimate or malicious laws, what do you do? Well, you certainly can't enact violence against them very well and come out on top politically, or even in some cases morally. How do you handle that? So, Dennis, I know the problem that we're running into. It has to do with education, and I don't know how we're going to get around this because there aren't enough people who understand that the judges can simply be overlooked. You can just disregard them.
Yeah, they made their ruling. Now let them enforce it. Hey, I got to call Ian to the task, though, on one thing that he said earlier about if you're a political type, then you might want to go to Concord. And, you know, Garda, I see you at the State House from time to time.
Sure.
Quote, unquote, being political in this state is so, I mean, like last week on this very issue, me, Guard, and a couple other people were just handing out flyers to the legislators, basically imploring them to do the right thing and tell the judges that they have no guns and there's nothing they can do about the problem. Not in quite those many words, but, you know, being quote, unquote, political, really in the context of people who are elected to office and are carpenters and plumbers and retired people, they're not quote-unquote politicians, and they can sometimes be reasoned with.
Right. The politicians here in New Hampshire aren't, unlike most politicians everywhere in America, are not generally lawyers. I'm sure there's some lawyers in there, as lawyers are always going to be attracted to politics like flies to poo. But the fact is, most of the politicians here, at least in the legislature, in the representative side of the legislature, are not lawyers at all.
Well, and you know, the other thing, Mark, is interesting, and Dennis, you probably have experienced this too. I'll give folks an example here in New Hampshire. Is we have a very unique state legislature and Senate where they're basically not paid. They're not professionals, and they don't have all these assistants who run around. So you can talk directly to these guys. And one state senator, Peter Bragdon, with whom I went to high school, Peter's generally a pretty conservative guy. He's done some things with which I would disagree. But they were going to have a vote on this amendment. Basically to give the power to decide about education curricula to the state, which is just totally insane.
Mm.
And, Dennis, I was there talking with a friend of mine, and out comes this friend who's now a state senator, this man Peter.
Right.
And I said, Peter, you know, I know you're probably going to go in favor of this thing. A lot of the Republicans seem to be going in favor of this, and I hope you'll reconsider. Well, it turns out, just in the conversation that we had, he said to me, you know, Guard, you've almost convinced me. He goes back into the Senate, ends up voting against it.
So it might have been because of you then.
It might have been. And imagine, it's nice to know. So even if you're not of the political stripe, hey, you know, as long as you're working towards a negative to reduce the size of government, hey, why not give it a shot? At least sit there and let people know you're around.
Very good, Dennis. Maybe Tom will call in tomorrow night and give us his answer to your question. Or maybe he'll never call again. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure, he will.
800-259-9231. I don't know. He's pretty upset. You got to be pretty upset to hang up on Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.